Hello.
Oh, hi, Sean. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hanging in there. We're halfway through the week, so that's a good thing, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have a couple of things to discuss.
Okay. Go ahead.
And one of the things I need to discuss is my payment and why you're not receiving it. Okay. Let me continue. The reason you're not receiving it is because I don't see very much from Local Splash. When I first started this, it was like Andrew Feeds and Home Advisor that first contacted me. And since I'm an LLC, that's part of the public record, and for some reason when one of you all called me, I got calls from like seven or eight advertising agencies.
Okay.
And so as I was weeding my way through all of these internet advertisings, I'm forced to make a decision. I can't go with all of you, right? Okay. So I have made my decisions, and I need you to listen to my decision and respect it.
Of course.
Okay. Now, my decision has decided that Town Square Media and Angie Leeds, a.k.a. Home Advisor, are the two items that I wish to work with for now. This is just an experiment. This is just an experiment, and I need to know where these two are going to take me. I've already received several leads from Angie's leads and Home Advisor, and that's actually kind of working. Town Square Media is not really a lead generator, kind of like you. You're not a lead generator. You're a website and a website manager.
Right.
Okay. So since I decided to go with, for now, Town Square Media, which I'm not too sure if they're going to do me any good, because I don't know how anybody's going to view my website, my webpage. You know what I mean? Because they have to enter my name directly, view it. And so the only thing that I could think to do is to take my Town Square Media and somehow attach it to my Angie Leads, so that when they look at the Angie Leads, because I get way more calls from them, that they have a chance to look at my webpage from Town Square Media, which is kind of mediocre. Digital never works for me, and it works for other people very well. But, you know, some of my pictures sent from my phone, no matter who I send them to, no matter who tries to build me a site, it just doesn't seem to work out to its best potential. Okay, so for now, we both have to stick with this one decision. I'm going to have to ask you to, how do I say, undo me for now?
Right. So in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So I can't cancel the account with a past due balance. However, the good news is, Sean, is your past due balance is only $29. So it looks like you had called in.
I got to pay you $29 for you to cancel my subscription.
Exactly, and prevent further charges, because there was a note on here that you had called in and you had downgraded the service to just the website hosting only. So there's a past due balance. I love the name of your business, by the way. My extension 777. So I think that's so creative. Yeah. Where did you come up with that?
It's actually a codex. It took me a long time to think of it. It was an idea in development, and IM Tile 77 is actually a codex in like maybe 20 different directions.
Really?
Yeah,
oh my gosh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
IM is an exclamation of self. IM Tile is an exclamation of professional proficiency.
Right.
And Tile 777 or Tile 777 has a tendency to suggest idol deity.
Oh, very cool.
777 is a very significant number around the world.
Yes.
Number seven is. No matter what culture you're in, no matter how far out into the bush or into the jungle or into Mongolian territory you find yourself, no matter if it's in Japan or Taiwan or someplace in Germany or even in the Arab Emirates. Seven is the lucky number around the world. And culturally speaking, it's a significant number. Religious speaking, it's a significant number. In the world of gambling, it's a significant number. So seven is very special.
That's true. I never thought about I did it for like the spiritual aspect, but I never realized because of the cultural and even in the gambling world, that all the slot machines, they have the sevens on them, you know? That's so funny.
Well, seven seems to be a number that follows me throughout my entire life. It like stalks me.
And today is the seventh. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I was just looking at today's date. That's so funny.
I have two cars in my parking lot. No, not my parking lot. Both of them were manufactured in 07. Both of them rolled off the lot on the month of 07. My birthday is 07/07/63. When I was 14, I was, that's 3/7, and that was in 1977, and I had my birthday on 07/07.
Oh my goodness.
That stopped me like you wouldn't believe.
Okay? Yeah, I believe it.
And so now I've just learned to accept it.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't mean to give you, I'm not really giving you the thumbs down. But Town Square Media has a tendency to say that I'm in conflict with two web pages in two different directions. And it sounds plausible. It sounds plausible to me. It seems as if they have a tendency to tell me that both websites can be flagged and there's a potential for problems. But I don't know if any of this is true. It sounds plausible to me, but I have so little experience in this digital stuff and web pages and all that kind of stuff. I don't know up from down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so
if you want to pay the past due balance and cancel, I'm respecting your decision and I'll absolutely do it. But one thing that Town Square Media won't tell you is that the money that you're paying them, other than making the website, you're throwing it down the toilet. And here's why. We were the ones that created the Google business page, verified it, optimized it, right? And so that business page, if you then start working with Town Square Media, they don't tell you that they can't do anything with it because they don't have access to it, right? And then they can't create a new one. Well, they can't create a new one because it's a duplicate listing and it would hurt your rankings. And if you want to know that what I'm telling you is the truth, all you have to do is go to Google and put in IamTile777 in Star, Idaho, and you'll see your Google listing. Now, if you click on the website that's in your Google listing, it's the website that we've optimized for you, IamTileLLC.com. So I see their website. It doesn't have the LLC in it. It's IamTile777.com. But that's nowhere to be found as far as Google's concerned, because the one that's attached to your Google listing is the one that we've created for you. So, you know, whatever you want to do, absolutely, I'm going to respect your decision. But that's something that those companies also don't tell you when they call you and they say, oh, you have multiple websites and they're conflicting with each other and it's causing a problem with Google, is they don't tell you that working with multiple companies also hurts you, you know? we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. But for you as a business owner, you might think, oh, if I have, you know, two or three companies, especially since you said like eight companies reached out to you initially, right? You might think, oh, if I hire two or three, I might get even twice the results. But what happens is not only do you not get twice the results, but they start conflicting against each other and it hurts you. So,
yeah,
you know.
And that was explained to me on Square Media.
Okay.
So I'm already very heavily invested way more in Town Square Media than I have Local Splash. Now,
okay.
I'm not saying that I'm never going to deal with you again. I'm just saying that this is an experiment. And I like Angie's Leads and Home Advisor because they're the ones actually sending me job potential. Matter of fact, I have two jobs to bid today from Angie's Leads. Okay, and that's great. All right, but Town Square Media, they don't send me leads. They're just a website, right? They're just a website creator. Okay, they don't send me any leads, but no one knows where to reach to me until they actually, you know, input my business name. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, Flash is a little bit cheaper by the month than Town Square Media,
mm-hmm.
but I want to make my payment.
Okay.
I don't want to cancel you out.
Okay.
I just want to put you on hold because this is an experiment. Okay. Now.
So I can do that for up to 90 days if you like. I can do a seasonal hold.
Okay, that would be awesome. That would be
awesome.
Yeah.
So what that would do.
You.
Yes. What that would do, Sean, is once the payment's up to speed, it would then pause December payment, January payment, and February payment. You would automatically reinstate in March 24th for the $29.
Cool.
So if you decide not to continue, and let's say Town Square Media takes off and it's phenomenal, you just call us before March 24th and we'll cancel and you won't have any further charges. Or if you find out they're a flop, you can call me even before that and we'll reinstate this sooner, okay?
Okay. Well, they're about three times more expensive than you are.
Yeah, I know. We're familiar with that company. Yeah.
Let me get my card.
Okay.
Let me update my payment. Then you can put me on hold for 3 months because this is an experiment. And I do need to see where this experiment is taking me. And I can't become in conflict with one over the other. Now if Town Square Media, I was looking through Angie's Leads and your Town Square Media showed up because somehow it got linked with your Angie's Leads and Home Advisor, which they say they can do. They can kind of link it whenever. I need to know that somebody's going to see my webpage for one, because I'm paying for it.
Somebody's
going to see it. All right. And I need to know that it's going to generate something for me. So as an experiment only, for now, I'm going to go with Town Square Media.
Okay.
All right.
As long as you're okay with that seasonal hold option, you know, that's fine. We can do that for you. And that's probably a good way for you to cover your bases, you know?
Well, if they do the same thing and if I can't get a single call from my webpage through Town Square Media, I will put them on hold and then I'll turn back to you. All
right.
And then I'll see how you can link your stuff up to Angie Leads, because the lead generator is not supposed to be in conflict with a web page producer.
Right.
Okay, and so that means I can really only work with these two or one, only two at a time. I can really only work with
three. I'm curious. I'm going to look right now on your Angie Leads and see if they've done that already, if they've put your website up on your profile there, because, I mean, well, you should be able to put a link on the Angie Leads with your website, right?
Yeah, yeah, you should. They said they could, and I and
so
we talked about it. I think I pulled the trigger on it. I don't say, oh, hey, I'll go ahead and do it.
Yeah. It's not there as of yet, but what you could do to expedite that is you could contact your agent at Angie Leads and say, hey, can you add my website to my profile and just give it to them. You know, you can do the imtile777.com or the one with the llc.com in it, whatever one you wanted to promote. But I think the one you want to promote is the one that Town Square, which is the one without the LLC.
Yeah, well, yes. I will make that edit, and I will have them put in the LLC. That is a during the editing phase. That is a an item that has been left off the table for some reason.
Well, when you came on board with us, Sean, we purchased that domain for you. imtile777llc.com. So when you started working with Town Square, that wasn't available. So that's why they did the imtile777.com, because the one with the LLC was not available, because that's the one that we're using for you. So you do have an option. I don't know if you would like this. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Hold it. Okay. So now there's something I'm not liking. So why are you controlling my business name? I have control over my own business name. I have it registered with the state, and I have my business name also registered with the governor's office. And
we're not controlling your business name. When you came on board with us, we went over available options for the domain, and you probably said, oh, I want imtile777llc.com, and then our rep double-checked if it was open, and it was, so we purchased it for you. So that's the site that we built your website on. So the one with the LLC in it is the one that Local Splash built for you. The one without the LLC in it is the one that Town Square built for you. You have two separate websites.
All right, but now you're confusing me. Okay?
Okay,
I don't understand how you can purchase my own business name. I don't understand that, and I don't understand how anybody can do that without my permission. I don't understand that.
Anybody can do that. I want to let you know something, Sean. I've been with this company for 11 years, right? But 15 years ago, 14 years ago, when internet marketing first started taking off, there were companies out there that would go out and they would purchase web domains for super cheap, and they would do all the variations. They would say, I want to buy abcmortgage.com, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgagellc.com. They would purchase thousands and thousands and thousands of domains. Then when the real ABC Mortgage came along and said, hey, I want that for my business name, they'd say, sure, you can buy it from us, and it's going to cost you $2,000. And I don't know how they were getting away with that, because to me it's extortion, but there were companies that were doing it. So for us, as our policy, what we offer our clients, and this is just a flat thing across the board, it doesn't matter how much the domain costs us, is if somebody ever discontinues working with us and they want to keep their domain, we offer it for a one-time buyout of $99. So you know you can always keep that imtilellc.com, and you can take it to Town Square Media, you can take it wherever you want, and you can build your own content on it. So that's something that we offer, because that definitely what happened, you know, 15 years ago was an unethical practice that people were doing, and I don't know how they were doing it, but they were getting away with it. So, you know, if you're doing it as a test right now, just for, you know, a couple of months to see how Town Square does, I would actually leave it alone and don't do the $99 buyout. Just do your past due and go on hold. But over the next couple of months, if you realize, like, hey, I'd rather have that as my domain and what they're doing is working out very well, then you can call us back, do the $99 buyout, and then take that domain over to Town Square and have them build the site on it.
Okay, so now you're, so it kind of.
And they know
like
how to do it. Don't worry if you're confused, because they'll know how to do it if you tell, yeah.
It sounds like someone's holding my business name and my domain name as hostage. This sounds, this doesn't sound right to me. I don't understand.
Would you rather have me say our company policy is we do it for $2,500 buyout? I mean, $99 buyout is minimal for the, and I'll tell you this, Sean. Let's say you keep going and you discontinue with Local Splash and you discontinue with Town Square Media and you go with a third or a fourth company down the road, you might get in a situation one day where all that's available is tilecontractorstar.com. It might not even have your business name in it, because we deal with that all the time too, where, you know, a plumber in Boise comes on board and his business name is already taken. So then that's all we can do is plumberinboise.com. We can't find anything that has his business name in it. So that happens over and over again. You know, people can't build on a domain if they don't have access to it. So luckily, when you came on board with us, it was available, so we got it for you. But that's far and few between. That doesn't happen very often where we can even get, you know, what the customer wants as an option.
And so basically, maybe I'm not seeing the favor that you did for me. Is that you did me a favor? I don't know. Did you do something positive for me, and I just don't understand it?
Of course. We did, because we got it for you while it was available, because if once it becomes, you know, where it's not available, we can't get it, and then you have to deal with whoever has it if they want to sell it to you and how much they want for, you know what I mean? But for us, we offer it for minimal pricing, just so that you can, you know, our customers love the $99 buyout because they can start advertising it right away and they know that it would be theirs no matter what down the road. It doesn't matter if they work with Local Splash or Town Square or GoDaddy, whoever they want to work with, they can work with it as long as that site belongs to them. But like I said, if I were you, I wouldn't do that yet. I wouldn't do the $99 buyout yet, because you're only doing a test for a couple months to see how they do, and they already have a nice website up for you. So I would do what your plan A was, is pay the past due balance, go on a seasonal hold until March, and then in a month or two, reevaluate it. If you decide that, you know, hey, they're doing an awesome job and I want to put the LLC on there, call us at that time and do the buyout, and we'll do the domain transfer for you. But if I were you, I wouldn't do that as of yet, because you said you don't know if you would come back to us down the road or not. And then once we do the domain buyout, you know, it's going to be a little bit more tricky to build everything back on there, you know?
Yes, exactly. I kind of understand that. There are many things that are about this web paging advertising that I don't understand. The things that I don't understand.
Right.
It's easy to take advantage of a person who doesn't understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I sometimes I cringe when I hear what these other companies are telling people. I'm like, oh my gosh, they shouldn't have, you know, they should have, or even information that they're omitting, you know, sometimes they tell them about all the problems that they see online, but they don't tell them that they're going to create more problems by working with another company. They just want to take their money, you know? And to me, I don't know, you know, it just makes me cringe. But in any case, we'll get this one up to speed for you. That will at least prevent further charges. And then you have a little bit of breathing room so you can try your plan and see if it works, okay?
Yes. Well, if Town Square Media doesn't do anything for me, and I'm not too sure, then they are three times more expensive, you know, I will make the correction. But, you know, this is, like I said, this is just an experiment for now. And I don't know where it's going to go. And apparently I can only have one. So here, let me go get my card.
Of course.
Let's catch up to speed as long as we're on the phone right now. Let's not make a separate call.
Okay. We'll get you up to speed, and then you have some time to get your website up on your Angie leads and, you know, start working with them and, you know, kind of see how it goes based on results.
Okay. All right. So So I don't know. I'm not too sure about some things. Maybe I have to formulate some questions. Oh, it's not in here. It's in my jacket. Give me a second. I have to go get it. It's in my
jacket. Take your time, Sean. I'll wait. No problem.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so another reason that you didn't receive your automatic payment is because I've been talking to so many of these other companies that I gave out my number to just like, you know, one too many.
I'm sorry to hear that, Sean.
Well, it's okay because you know, I don't have very much experience and sometimes I say yes too easy. But I canceled all of my bank accounts.
Good for you. So now you're just doing it all on that new one, huh?
Yeah. I canceled all my cards. I transferred all my banks. My banks were about 15 to 20 miles away from me anyway. That was way too far to travel. So I went for something a little bit more local. And I closed off absolutely everything. And so that's why you couldn't receive your payment. You know what I mean? Because I closed off all those accounts.
Yeah,
and
you were smart to do that. That way everybody's not hitting the card left and right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't want that. And there are a couple of them that I like gave a preliminary payment to and then decided that they weren't the one I was going to experiment with at the time.
Yes.
Okay. And so, if you're ready for my new number, I will give it to you.
Okay, go ahead. I have your billing in front of me. I'm ready when you are, Sean.
51. Let me get close to the light.
Okay. I know they make those numbers so darn little and so darn shiny, they're hard to read.
5146.
Okay.
5631.
Got it.
0910.
Okay.
4225. And the last three is 842.
And the expiration, please?
1126. This is a business card, and it is attached to my business account. I am Tile 777 LLC.
Okay, and it's 602 Celeste Avenue for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am. It certainly is.
Okay.
It's called take a half hour.
I am Tile LLC. Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then I'll do the seasonal hold until March. You'll get an email a week prior to it reinstating just to kind of refresh you on it. So
yes,
I got the green light, so you're all good to go there. And, you know, I never did tell you while we were talking, but I have an extended family member that lives in Star, Idaho.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the ex-football player, Mike Iapati. He has a big compound out there that he built, a huge house with a lake, and there's a basketball court in it and a theater. But my daughter is married to his brother, so I haven't been out to the property to visit, but they've been out several times and took videos and whatnot. So,
Is it the property that's next to the LDS temple?
I don't know because I haven't been there, but I know they named the street after their son, which is Koa. So if you go into their area, it's like Koa Lane or something. And it's got the lake and they have like the little ATVs that they drive around in it. It's like a huge, huge property. So.
Yeah. There are several in,
but
in
they are LDS, so I wouldn't be surprised if they if that's what they you know what I mean?
Yeah, because over here on one of our cross streets,
yes.
I think it's called Linder, is a couple of properties that are like that, And then over here, we have a connector called 16.
Okay.
And there's another couple of properties that fit that description very well. Within a mile and a half of me, I've got like five or six properties that fit that description.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know it was such a bougie area.
well, the surrounding areas, there's some impressive things going on, but
that's
Star is
cool.
Star is still stuck in 1970.
Yeah, I hear that they're going to sell that property just because it's getting like too much, you know, it's such a huge property and, you know, they're a husband and wife and four little boys. And it's just like, you know, even when my daughter goes to visit with her kids, like they get lost in the house. They're like, we can't find so-and-so and the house is so big, you know, they go on the hunt looking, you know, and so I can see why going back to just a regular single family home makes a lot more sense for them than to have that huge property, you know. I think it was a good idea when they thought of it, but now they're like, it's just too much to maintain, you know?
Yeah, sounds like a little bit like Wayne Manor.
Yeah, exactly. And then my mom's church, we're in Southern California, it's called Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. They just had, I think about 6 months ago, a pastor break off and go build his own church out there in Star, Idaho, of all the places. So I think they're meeting in like a community hall or something like that. They don't have a building yet, but it was from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and he moved out there and made Calvary Chapel Star, Idaho. So I'm like, what a neat connection to that little area that I've never been. You know, I have like kind of two connections there. I'm going to have to go one day, you know, so.
Popular place, and there seems to be a lot of people moving in.
I believe it. Yeah, it looks beautiful. They don't call it Idaho. They call it Idahome, you know, when they come out to visit. They say, we can't wait to get back to Idahome.
Yeah. Popular phrase. That's right.
Yep. So, yeah, and it's beautiful in the winter, too, based on the pictures that I've seen. So. Well, thank you for explaining everything to me. I put some good notes in here on your account, and I already applied that seasonal hold, so you don't have to worry about any payments over the next 3 months. And if you decide to reinstate this sooner, Sean, you just give me a call. You know how to find me because my extension matches your business name.
yes, exactly.
Right?
Well, we'll see what Square Media does for me. And during this entire Angie's Leads experience, which are the ones actually throwing me work.
Yes.
I keep on asking the people if did you see my website? What do you think of it? Can you give me an opinion? They say, oh, no, we haven't seen your website, you know, so I'm not linked up yet. I don't know. One's got to complement the other. So that it actually works in tandem instead
right.
of separately.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. Okay. All right. So we'll see where this is going to go. It's only going to take me maybe 7 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Whether this is going to work.
And then
I will make a very, very quick and firm decision about my next steps. Okay.
Okay. That's fair enough. So I put some notes in here. And like I said, if you want to reinstate it sooner, if you only need 8 weeks and this is, you know, for 90 days, you can call us. If not, you're all good to go until March, okay?
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that domain name a little bit later on because as we talk about it a little bit further, it seems as if you might have done me a favor, but I don't know about that and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, inexperience.
It's not really a favor. It's kind of just luck of the draw. When you come on board, if it's available, we'll grab it for you. And that was what was the case in your situation. It's not always available when we try. And sometimes people are upset with us. You know, how come my business name isn't available? And how come you built a website that says plumberinboise.com? And we have to explain it to them. Like, we tried all the different variations and they were all taken, you know? But in your situation, it was available, so we were able to get it for you.
Yeah, that's the benefits of originality, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and being as original as you are, you also have the imtile77.com through Townsquare, you know, 777. So let's say that down the road you want to cancel with them and keep that domain, you can ask them what their buyout for it is. I don't know what it would be, but, you know, you could ask them. They probably have a similar policy, I would think.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your heads up. All right.
All right. No problem. I enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, so when it comes to 777, there's a book. There's a book called the Big Book of Codex and Hidden Meanings.
Okay.
And sometimes, like I've done this a couple of times, I've had some clients that you know, had projects that are worth like $30,000.
Right.
Okay, and so I told them I'd give them like maybe a 10% discount if they could figure out, you know, what the meanings were. And I had one client who had actually had a Big Books of Codex and Hidden Meanings. And when he came back with his answers, he had practically all the answers, you know, to my codex and the different directions it takes on.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I just looked at Amazon and it says Codex Magica, Secret Signs, Mysterious Symbols, and Hidden Codes. And it's a paperback book, but it's kind of pricey. It's $38.95. But there's a book on here that's supposed to, like, not only Secret Signs, Mysterious Symbols, and Hidden Codes. Interesting, huh?
Yes, uh-huh. Well, they used something similar to that, and they got their discount.
Good for them. What a creative way to interact with your clients. That's awesome. I love it.
So instead of paying $30,000 for their tile, they paid $26. They paid $26.
Okay. Wow. Well, that was a big savings for them to go and do that research. I think I would have done the same if
it was kind of an important. I wanted to incentivize them.
Right. Exactly.
And so that was my means of motivation.
Yeah. Good for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I think we might be done for now. This is a wonderful 48-minute conversation, for crying out loud. I've never talked that long for anybody.
one of my ex-coworkers used to say, I talked to that client longer than I talked to my husband. I thought it was so funny. But okay, I'll let you go, Sean. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week.
Yes, ma'am. I have a smile on my face, too. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. All right. You're welcome, sir. Okay, bye-bye.